the procedure with you prior to doing everything. I'm just going to have you sign some paperwork. And then when we get in there, are you allergic to amoxicillin at all?
No.
Okay. Because there's going to be a tablet or a capsule of amoxicillin and a tablet of Tylenol I'm going to give you prior to the procedure, okay?
Okay.
That's just to help, for one, prevent any infection. There never usually is, but it's just to minimize any risk. And then it's also to help with any discomfort you may have later.
Okay.
You shouldn't, but again, just in case.
Okay.
Any pain today?
No.
All right. How tall are you?
Like 6'1".
And how much was your last weight?
Like 170.
Get your blood pressure really fast.
Put it down, it's fine.
Either way, it's okay. Fine. Yeah, your arm down, it's fine.
Right
they're
now.
Usually pretty escalated.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no needles, there's no whatever else is going
on. It's usually a needleless, scalpel-less procedure, and you're awake the whole time. Mm-hmm. It takes 15 to 25 minutes.
I don't know if that helps at all.
It's very short, and usually pain-free. You might have like a slight moment of discomfort, and then that's it.
Okay.
They relate it to like...
I'm a baby. Just want to
maybe like a slight, like, have you ever had to get lidocaine? Like a shot of lidocaine or anything like that?
I don't like shots. I don't like getting my blood drawn. I'm a baby, so there's a lot of uncertainties here.
And you'll never see it. So it's usually all blow and you don't want to see anything. And
yeah, I don't like seeing when I get my blood drawn, let alone. So I'm thinking that this might be okay, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone said it's supposed to be fine. They're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You can hardly hear anything. I'm going to go just... If I cry, I just want to make sure there's a soundproof room or...
Oh, yeah. It's just you and him in there.
Okay.
There's nobody on either side. So
okay.
Nobody will hear.
Okay.
So the two forms that I'll have you sign, one is the consent for the procedure.
Sure.
It's double-sided, but again, he's going to go over this paperwork with you before the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
This is just consenting for sterilization and...
Is that like a local anesthesia then? Is that how it works, or how does it?
No, you're awake the whole time.
Okay, I don't.
That's why it's so easy and usually pain-free because you're awake.
Oh, okay.
Second form that you're gonna sign is saying that you will have to bring back a 12 and 24 week semen sample. We test them to make sure that the procedure worked and that there's nothing in there. But in the meantime, before we get two negatives, you're gonna have to use contraceptives or birth control to prevent any pregnancies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those two forms I'll have you sign.
12 and 24 weeks?
Yep, and there's going to be a bag for you to go home with that he's going to go over with you.
Mm-hmm.
The bag has two cups dated 12-week, 24-week, and there's little cards that have the date in which they need to be dropped off here.
Okay.
So you just bring them in.
Drop them off and leave?
Yep.
Okay.
You say, here, I'm dropping the sample off. There
okay.
You go, and then they'll take it, and you're out the door. And then that's it, because she will give you
no,
this one.
There's another one, right?
Yep. Oh, sorry, that's mine. The witness is going to be him.
Okay.
So.
And this is just saying
the signature, yep.
Okay.
That's the one that's saying that until we get the two negatives, you need to be careful just to make sure that it works.
Okay.
So this sign right here, yep. All right.
And what happens then if it comes back positive, I guess, after the 24th one? Does it then wait some more, or how does that work? Like, if it didn't, does the procedure, like, not take sometimes?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I've never had it be that way. That would be definitely a question for how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never had that happen or anybody ask. But he will, if you ask that question to him, he will have an answer for you.
Okay.
All right, let me get it ready and then I'll bring you right over, okay?
Okay, okay. For those of you just checking in live on the down low, okay? So, rant while driving to work. I'm gonna wait for my room. Let's see what happens. I did try to make the nurse laugh. It didn't happen. I hope you noticed that. Ready?
And over here to this room, right here.
Go ahead.
Yep. Alright. You can set yourself down on those chairs.
Correct.
This is the amoxicillin and the Tylenol.
Okay.
So you're gonna take that.
Okay.
And then this is gonna be the goodie bag I was telling you about. Inside are the cups. That's a 24-week and 12-week.
Okay.
And inside are the little cards that say the date in which they need to be brought back, okay? And then some discharge instructions, which again, he's going to go over all this again with you, but the cards are in here with the dates.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's the drop-off date?
Yep, those are the drop-off dates. Yep, so you'll just, I don't think it matters if you get it the night before or that day. And it doesn't matter what time of the day as long as it's before, like, 4. That way we have time to look at it. Mm-hmm. So the earlier the better.
First thing is open at, like, 8 or whatever?
Yeah, we open at 8. So, yeah, you can be here right as soon as we open, drop it off, and walk out. They'll know. Okay. I already got all your vitals. I'm going to go let him know you're here. The next thing is... there's the restroom right here.
Right.
Let me just check, make sure everything is in. Yep, looks good. Okay. So what you're going to do is take everything from the waist off down, put one of these on. Uh-huh. Medium is green, and then large is black. Uh-huh. It's basically just to give you support after when you leave here. You'll put everything back on, including your boxers and your shorts. So you're going to take it all off, put one of those on, put it all back on, and then you can sit in the chair.
Okay.
And then he'll be in.
Okay.
That's it.
I go to the bathroom if I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you have to go to the bathroom, use the restroom, and he'll be in just a few minutes.
Okie dokie.
All right, cool. I'll let him know you're changing, and then you're all set.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Jay.
Sir.
To meet you.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. You excited?
No.
You said to yourself, man, Christmas come early today, right?
This is the day. All right. This is it.
Any kids?
2.
Fantastic. 2 and through. That's a very smart man. I have 4 and I say 1 and done, 2 and through, 3 and free, 4 and poor.
Yeah.
So, 2 kids, how old are they?
The boy is 5 and the girl is 2.
Are you having any upper respiratory symptoms?
No.
You're welcome to take your mask off if you'd like. You don't have to. It's up to you.
Sure.
So, I'm going to take mine off just so you can hear me right now.
Sure.
Since I'm 6 feet away from you.
Yeah. I wear my mask all day for like since March, so I'm fine.
Yeah. You have one of these on?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. She gave you an antibiotic and a Tylenol.
Sure, yes.
Excellent. What do you know about vasectomy?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the questions I had that she wasn't able to answer was, there's a 12-week sample and a 24-week sample.
Correct.
Then what happens if it's like a negative or a positive, whatever it is, and they say, oh, you still have count, whatever. And she said that this has never happened before, but...
It has. It, 3 times out of 8,001.
Okay, so
it has happened, but we're at 99.9983%
okay.
Success rate.
Pretty good.
For the second, yeah. So the 3 gentlemen that we found were folks that created what's called a false lumen, and that false lumen is where the body doesn't, you don't actually recreate the tube, they don't recreate the vas deferens, but the sperm find a path, and our goal is to just make sure we catch that. That's why we do the 24-week sample.
Okay.
12-week sample can be clear. The 24-week sample almost always is clear, but there's a chance. So,
okay.
We are doing a no-needle, no-scalpel vasectomy today, which that means we're using air and heat instead. This is actually a MetaJet. It's actually an air injector. It's very low pressure, much like what they used to use to give like inoculations back in the 50s and 60s in the military. Very simple. You're going to feel a little bit of a rubber band snap, but it's not very painful. I've had a vasectomy, had a reverse, and had another one, so I'm speaking from personal experience when I tell you that.
Wow, back and forth, huh?
Yes, sir. So so that's, honestly, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 3 or 4, and it's the most difficult part of the procedure. The rest of it's
okay.
Actually downhill from there.
All right.
So, tell you what I'm going to have you do. You got anything heavy in your pockets?
I do. It's like a...
anything you've got heavy, just put in that chair right over there. I'm going to move this right here.
Just move the chair here?
Yes, sir. That's your whole space right there.
All
right.
Whatever
you'd like with.
All right, put my phone down there, and then...
I just take my mask off when I talk to people, because a lot of times you can't understand me very well. When I'm telling
you. Oh, yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, no, it's...
You are welcome to come right over here, if you would. This is, I don't know, I think it's classic rock we're listening to right now. I'm going to have you just face the television, if you would, and stand right here. I'm going to have you drop all layers, including that support we gave you, just to right here. I'm going to have a seat right there.
Okay. And including the support thing?
Yes, sir. Everything. Unless you want me to try to work through it, that would be new for me.
Yeah.
You're number 8,002, so I've never done that before.
Special for me.
Legs up if you would. I'm going to just pull it down. You go ahead and lay your head back on that pillow. You did the hard part. You showed up. Stretch those legs out. Excellent. What do you do for a living?
I'm a manager for a company called Paper Money Guarantee.
Oh, is that like a financial...
We authenticate and grade paper money for collectors. We also have a coin division, a contra division, Pokemon, at the gathering.
Really? So any kind of unique valuables like that, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just lassoing up the part of your penis that you don't want involved in this today. So I'm going to use the bottom of your shirt if you don't mind.
Sure. I'm just a big baby. So
no, you're not a big baby at all.
Everything that you do is going to make me look clinch.
You are right.
I don't like shots. I don't like anything like that. So
I'm just going to check your anatomy. I won't do anything shocking to you. I promise you that.
No. I have faith in you. I don't have faith in myself.
That is your left vest, right where it's supposed to be. And there's your right vest. You got your perks, my friend. Those kids are yours.
So it's a, we're an international company. We're probably the leading company in third-party authentication for numismatics, collectibles, that kind of thing.
That's cool that you are the first person I've ever met that does that.
Yeah, so I do all the training internationally and, our head office is in Sarasota over in Liquid Ranch.
Very cool. I actually have I think probably everybody does in their house, but I have a very small set of coins that my dad left me.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I keep them by his pictures and stuff, and I have no idea what their value is, but.
Is it supposed to tingle like that?
Yep, that's a little bit of alcohol, just to make sure that we keep the area nice and clean. This is the anesthesia I spoke with you about. I will let you know. Don't worry about it. I will let you know if I'm going to do anything that's painful or even shocking or anything at all, okay? Anything I'm going to do here, I'm going to count backwards. 3, 2, 1. That is
the rubber band.
This is the rubber band. Uh-huh. 3, 2, 1. We're going to do that 2 more times on the other side.
Oh,
you're doing great. You're a brave man. Your wife gave birth to the kids, so you're coming and doing this for her, right?
Yes, sir.
Well done. All right, we're going to do that again on this side. 3, 2, 1. We got one more to do here. This is usually the best one, so usually it's not bad at all. 3, 2, and 1. Would you agree that was the least difficult one?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to let that soak in. You just did the hardest part of the whole procedure, my friend.
Yeah, after she did the 2 natural childbirths, no anesthesia, no medicine, both
wow.
So she was a champion.
She's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of had to come do this, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to put her through a surgery.
Well, at least you can say you did your part.
Yeah.
That's fair. I actually had the vasectomy. I was a single dad with my 3 older girls and had a vasectomy. Met my wife, who's now my partner here. She's a gynecologist, a surgeon. And I said, well, she said, I'll help you raise your 3 if you give me 1 more. And I said, oh, I had a vasectomy. And she said, oh, those could be reversed.
She's smart, so she knows she's right.
Yeah, damn it. I made her pay for it, though.
That's good.
So it's coming out of your money. She said, okay, I'll pay for it.
That's too easy.
Yeah. So we had our beautiful baby girl, who's now 12.
Oh, wow.
So all 4 girls. Yeah, all 4 girls. And then we did the second vasectomy, but I'll tell you, the second vasectomy was done like this. That was a lot easier. This is a much better procedure than the way I originally had it done many years ago. The nice part is during this conversation, you've been slowly numbing up.
Hopefully all the way.
You will feel pressure. You should not feel any frank pain, though. Again, I won't do anything shocking. Organize myself here. First thing I'm going to do is just test your anesthesia before we do anything else, okay? You can feel me touching you, and you might feel a little pressure here and there, but you shouldn't feel any frank pain at all. Test here.
Ah.
Scale of 1 to 10, what are you experiencing?
Oh, like a 6, 7.
How's it feeling now? Any pain?
No.
Alright.
It's the last one.
Alright. Let me know if you have any more discomfort.
A little tension right now.
Should feel some pressure.
Yeah, that's the word.
Might feel a little bit more here, but shouldn't feel any frank pain. Really well.
it's like a tight, like air kind of.
Yeah.
Because you said you're using air, right?
Yeah. And you're probably using, you're probably feeling a bit of a tug up in your stomach a little bit, actually. Usually that's what guys will report. That's certainly what I experienced.
I like still my, like my inner leg.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Just because we're kind of moving things around just to get to the vas deferens. But we are.
I'm really tense right now, so I feel like I'm just like.
Take some nice deep breaths for me. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Sometimes if you count to 4 with your breath in and 10 with your breath out, that really does a good job. Nice and easy. There you go. That's excellent. Do that as much as you like. Really well. And your prosthetic is going really well.
Why is there smoke coming up out of that?
That's the thermal cautery I use to separate the vas deferens. So instead of using a scalpel, I use a little bit of heat, and there gets a little bit of smoke that comes from that.
You done 8,000 with this same procedure?
8,002. You are number 8,002. So if you're playing the lottery today, that's your number.
But I mean, the same type of the air and the heat? Or?
Exactly, okay. Yes, sir.
You actually have my primary, which is it's nice if I meet you.
You as well. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm kind of a weird doctor. I have a PhD in clinical psychology first. Then I have a MD. I did a residency in family medicine. Before that, I did a master's degree in psychopharmacology. You're going to feel a little pressure, but you shouldn't feel any frank pain, just pressure. How are we doing?
Fine.
Excellent.
I've got 2 psychology degrees.
Do you?
That I'm not using, but I have.
Really? That's awesome.
I have an MA in forensic psychology.
Oh, wow.
And an MSc in cyber psychology.
Wow. I didn't even know you had such an animal.
And then, unfortunately, when I did my cyber psychology, the world wasn't ready for...
You were ahead of the game, huh?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, nine. About 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
People were just more interested in the marketing aspect of it, like how many more people on my site, how can I get them to stay on there longer, how can I
talk
about my stuff.
Right.
And just now we're starting to see, about, not only just screen time, but the effects of websites and all these other things.
Oh, yeah, and then of course all the politics and economy of everything that are all related to that.
Yeah, exactly. And then getting some other animals that are closely, like, what do the websites have? Do they need to, do certain things?
Yeah.
Are they responsible for public opinions? And are they required to do certain things? And now it kind of falls to the realm. But.
And even the psychology of the visuals on a website has to be fascinating as to what impact that has on behavior.
Yeah, use like heat maps, like where people's eyes go.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting. That's fascinating.
So that's kind of fun. But yeah, so we did that. My dissertation was published, which was fantastic.
Fantastic.
I can say that. And it was
what got you into doing what you're doing now?
After that, I couldn't find a work for a year.
Okay.
And then
two master's degrees, and there you were, huh?
Yeah, just overqualified.
Yeah.
Or underqualified, or
right.
So, and it was this was 2010, so the recession was just kind of still coming out of it. So it was tough. And got into a job where I was buying gold, silver, collectibles, antiques, guitars, anything like that.
Yeah.
It was a traveling road show.
Yeah.
And that's where I met my wife. So it was good.
That's awesome. You are a proud owner of a new vasectomy finder.
Wow. Money back guarantee, right?
Well, now I don't know if I go that far.
Well, I got a truck.
Nothing in medicine ever works like that. But
I got a truck.
I will tell you that we do give you a 99.9983% guarantee. How's that sound?
That's I'll take that.
Okay.
I'm sure the wife will too.
All right. I'm going to place a sponge here. You are not bleeding at all, but just in case you ooze, take your right hand, if you would, and just hold that right there for me. Perfect. Take that off. I'm going to lower you down. You take some more big, deep breaths for me. Get all that blood back into your brain that you've been, or into your muscles that you've been pushing into your brain. I'm going to have you sit up, but don't stand up. Just come on up for me. I'm going to to push this in for you.
Sometimes it takes a little bit on you. There we go.
Couple more big, deep breaths while you're sitting up. You want to see that color come back into your forehead.
Yeah, right.
You did great.
It still feels numb, kind of
yeah.
Like a little...
And you'll feel some pressure, and you'll even feel like you kind of still got some tug feel to it.
Yeah, it feels kind of like biofreeze kind of feeling right now. So
well, that's because
like...
you've got some more... I put some more alcohol at the end on there. That's to kind of make sure the area stays clean. Go ahead and stand up. Keep your hand right there. You don't have to put any pressure. Just keep it there just so that way the sponge is there when we pull up your support.
Okay.
You're going to pull that side. I'm going to pull this side. Slowly just take your right hand out. Just leave that sponge in place.
Okay.
You can pull the rest of your stuff up.
And then I feel sore or something, like Tylenol or something?
I'm going to give you a nice hand up. Have a seat right over there after you pull your pants up. And you and I are going to go through all of your aftercare instructions. And I have it all in writing so you won't forget, because telling somebody right after a procedure doesn't always work real well.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. These are kind of your 11 commandments here. You're going to spend a nice quiet evening at home if you would, okay? You've got a recliner you can put your feet up in?
Yeah.
Just kick back. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, I want you to use 600 milligrams of ibuprofen if you're okay with ibuprofen.
Yeah.
It'll just tamp down the inflammation that you get from sleeping overnight.
Okay.
And you really won't need any medicine after that. I've given you lidocaine and bupivacaine in that air injection that I used.
Mm.
Bupivacaine lasts about 12 to 18 hours.
Okay.
So you're actually going to kind of feel like a numb feeling down there for a while.
Okay.
Kind of like when you went to the dentist kind of thing.
Sure.
Tomorrow, if you want to go for a walk or a drive, you're welcome to do so. But try to get your feet up as much as possible. No heavy sports, no racquetball, no tennis, nothing
sure.
like that. Don't shower for the next 24 hours. That way you can kind of keep that little tiny opening I created, give it a chance to seal up.
Okay.
Let's see here.
It's a little sharp right now.
Is yep. Okay. Yeah. It should feel that way. It's going to feel kind of sensitive around the procedure, but not the procedure itself.
Okay.
And again, you might feel even a little achiness up in here at some point. It's a very mild, a 2 out of 10 kind of feeling.
Okay.
Have you ever played like a game of soccer or... football had somebody kind of nudge you in the testicles, and then you remember 2 weeks later you're kind of moving away, and it kind of cut.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. That's how it's going to feel tomorrow.
Okay.
Today is Thursday. On Saturday night, you are allowed to have sex.
Okay.
Be sure to A, use some form of contraception. B, if you happen to see your ejaculate, you might see a little blood in your ejaculate. That's totally normal.
Okay.
You're clearing out that whole prostatic end of the tube. Okay. Okay. Last but not least, 12 weeks and 20 ejaculations. A lot of guys will tell me, hey, doc, I get those 20 ejaculations done a lot faster than 12 weeks. Yes, you can. I hope you do. I hope
sure.
that's the life you live. Having said that, you still need the 12 weeks because that actually clears out that top tube for us.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I have 2 cups in here. I think probably to show these to you. 12 and 24 weeks. And then we have 2 cards in here with dates on them for when you need to drop them off. You're simply going to create a single sample. You're going to generate it the night before or the morning of, and you're going to just put that sample in this cup.
Yeah.
You're going to put it in a bag like this, write your name on that cup before you do, drop it off at the front desk. By 5 o'clock that day, we'll call you and let you know if there's any sperm in your semen sample at all. 99.983% chance that there will not be.
Do I have to refrigerate or anything?
Nope.
Or just,
nope.
Okay.
Just bring it on in. So those are the 2 dates you're going to drop it off for your 12 and your 24 week. And you're already in our computer, and you'll actually get a little email reminder and everything, too.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I got those, and all the text messages and emails and stuff. The only thing I had a problem was with one of the websites. I was supposed to fill out the paperwork.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't able to do that, but it might have been on my end and not on your end.
Okay, so. Yeah. Because we have 2 separate websites, one for AllCare and one for VASME.com. So
yeah.
That's my like little extra website just for receptionists. Finally, I'm going to give these to you, and I'd like you to give them to your wife and tell her she can finally go ahead and put those in her purse.
Nice.
She will enjoy that. The rubber balls. Yeah, I like that.
Go ahead and put those right in here.
I like that.
Keep that bag open, because what I'm going to do right here is I'm going to write my cell number on here.
Okay.
It's on the front desk. It's out on the web. It's everywhere. But you are welcome to call me or text me anytime, including the weekend, if you have any small questions.
Okay.
Please do not hesitate to text me or call me. I'll be happy to answer for you.
Okay.
Any questions for me? You did really well.
Thank you.
Be honest with you, as nervous as you originally portrayed yourself to be, you did really, really well. So,
yeah. It was, you know, after 8,000 of these, I mean, yeah, I was confident.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If you would have said two, it would have been a different story. Congratulations, you're number three. You're like, actually, I got to go back to work now.
That was funny. I like it.
No, I think... So 600 mils of ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Don't shower for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then 12 weeks and then 24. I think this is it.
And
then,
and if you have any questions, feel free to call or text me anytime.
Yeah.
You're good to go, my man.
Yeah,
How are you feeling?
It goes on and off. It's like a sharp, it's like sharp. It's not like, I wouldn't say like a sharp pain. It just feels like it's like a pinch.
Yep.
And it kind of then it fades away and it kind of comes back.
Yeah, and that's because you literally did have something separated down there, so the nervous system is kind of letting you know something happened.
Yeah.
Do you find it painful or just that you sense it?
I just sense it.
Totally normal.
Yeah.
Totally normal. Stand for me if you would.
Okay.
Tell me how standing goes for you.
Good.
You're good to go, my friend. Yeah. You look great. Is somebody here to drive you home?
My wife's, yeah. She went to a last minute booking.
Okay, great.
On the other side, I think.
Well, just go over there and say hi to the gals on your way out. Yeah. You can wait for your wife.
Cool.
If you need anything. You're going the right way, yes, sir. Just go to the exit, first exit sign, and take a right.
Thank you, doctor.
Great.
Have a good one.
And I'm done.